Welcome everyone to
Chicken,
Sex, and Degrees. We'll talk about life's lessons, its pleasures, and achievements.
Wait,
I'm Makita.
I'm Monica. Sorry, we had a new little platform and they give you a little countdown. It said 5, 4, 3. I know that's right, Rhythm Nation.
I love that. I like that.
Rhythm Nation that counts fancy. From 10.
Oh, what the fuck ever. But still, that was new. We upgrading from Zoom, trying to be real professionals now.
You know.
I do think the Zoom is still taking out the money, but that's fine.
Oh, yeah. Once this is a trial run, and once this is, works well.
Oh.
But this also could cost, depending on how often. But that's neither here nor there.
All right. Yeah, that's... Yeah, we got a new thing. But anyway, hey!
What season?
We're back.
It is season 4.
We're back like we never left. Been gone for a minute. Now I'm back with the jump.
Hey, goons in the club.
Saying, we're back. We're fucking back. Season 4.
Crazy.
How does it feel to you?
It feels crazy. 4 is my favorite number.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's give it Beyonce. Shout out to Beyonce. I'm not feeling that country shit, but shout out to her.
I actually like that song, Cowboy. 16 Carriages.
I'm going to get my new unit. I feel like she's talking about her childhood of like having to be a performing all the time.
Yeah, it's sad. I mean, that's what country, well, I don't want to put them in, but I feel like a lot of country songs talk about like, you know, their plight and sad stuff. Yeah. So
I got to listen to it again because I kind of just tuned it out when I seen her at the Super Bowl bobbing her head, drinking her little water, knowing that she was about to fucking break the whole damn thing. I'm like, how dare you take Usher's moment?
Yeah, why couldn't Usher have a night?
Yeah, like, god damn it, Beyonce. Why did he have to do that? He deserved it. Like, I think he actually did a phenomenal job. I know everybody's talking shit.
Okay.
I hate people who talk shit. Like, you motherfuckers could not do any better.
I'm not on the internet right now. And I heard that. And I'm like, what was there to talk shit about?
Like, I don't know. Everybody's like, it's the worst halftime show. I'm like, what the fuck did you want him to do? Fly out on the fucking drone? Like, kiss his ass.
Worst.
Like, shut up.
People like, are insane.
I think he did a good job. I think everything was just nice. He danced. And the mic was on.
The mic was on.
The mic was on, baby. So like,
and he was moving.
Cut that shit out.
Like, and Alicia Keys sounded bad, but sis girl, it's okay.
That first note, I think collectively everybody was just like, ooh. That first note.
Collective.
That first note
that
was
a
like,
collective.
I was like, ooh, I was like, she need a little bit more peppermint tea. I was like, that's all she needed. She needed to warm them vocals up a little bit, but that red outfit, baby.
Girl.
That red outfit was giving body, though.
One thing about
Alicia, like, she looked good as shit in that red outfit.
The booty going booty and the hips going hip, period.
Yes, she was giving body in that little outfit. I said, I know that's right, Alicia Beats. But yeah, it was. I thought it was good. I really thought it was good. I thought you did a good job. That game was very flawless in it. Intense. That game was very intense. I know. I wish that I would have got to experience him in Las Vegas. I wish I would have stopped playing and went to experience him in Las Vegas. I'm so mad about that because
well,
I know.
Are you gonna try to go to the tour?
Yeah, me and my friend are gonna try to go to the one in Philly. But we're trying, like, I think the tickets actually go on sale tomorrow. And it's like, we didn't have, you know, I hit you up, like, you got a Citibank card. Like, we couldn't get no pre-sale. And then, like, the pre-sale was all, like, VIP tickets. So, I don't know. It was very weird. So, I'm thinking we might pull one of them, like, Beyonce moves and, like, literally wait until, like, the last minute to get our tickets.
That's smart.
Maybe if they get cheaper or something.
Somebody going to. He added some more Atlanta dates. And I was like, maybe.
Yeah, Atlanta's gonna be crazy. We was thinking of going to Philly or Baltimore, but yeah, I definitely want to check him out because he did a hell of a job. That was like, what? How long was that halftime show?
He maybe performed for like 10 minutes.
10 minutes. He was sweating, glistened. Like, what more do you want from him?
What more? This man is 45 years old. He skated.
Listen.
He danced. He sang. Like,
and I forgot he was 45. God damn.
God.
I forgot he was 45. That's wild to me. I will say, I do like his little album, though. His album was good.
I haven't listened to it yet. His little album. Don't do him.
Little, I mean, no. Not little in sense of weight. Just little in that's as far as my vocabulary can go at this moment. But it's funny because I just had this conversation with my friend. He just released that Afrobeat song.
Of Ruin.
Yeah, and I just was like, do you think anybody's ever ruined you for, like, the next person? You ever felt like somebody ruined you?
Ooh, yes. Yes.
You think so?
Yeah. I think I was born romantic and born doing the most for love, and I've done the most in a lot of ways, and I think there were people that I did the most for that now, like, my most is not the most that it could be. You know what I'm saying?
I felt like that too. I feel that though, because I've said the same thing. I feel like, but see, I don't know if I feel like that, if they ruined me or if I've just changed, like, my perspective of how I do things. Like, or maybe it's just the option of being of discernment, of just keeping shit reserved or to yourself until you know this person is fully committing where you are fully invested to release all of the extraness. I think that's what it is. Because I feel like for me, I don't necessarily know if I've ever really allowed a man to, like, ruin me, but I definitely think I've been in situations that once I got out of, I've moved differently in the next relationship. But I don't know if that's ruin or if that's just, like, discernment or just, like, preparation of, like, not trying to get fucked over.
I think it depends on, like, what would make you get back to who you are. Because I feel like that person that you were before is, like, who you actually are, what your essence is. So whatever it would take to be that 100% in this other situation, I think that could let you know whether or not the other person ruined you or if you're just, like, being smarter.
But what the fuck was, but what is it when we say ruin? Like, what do we even mean when we say somebody ruined us? Like, what did they ruin? Like, what are we saying was ruined?
They ruined your perception of how good people could be. Maybe I'm trying to think. If somebody ruins your day, they put a damper in the expectation that you had that it was going to be a good day. So if somebody ruins me, they kind of, like, not steal your shine, but, like, dampen your light.
Right. But no one man should have all that power.
Shouldn't, but love does things.
Yeah. I don't know. Because I don't think I've ever let these niggas ruin me. But I've definitely, these niggas have definitely done some shit that I'm like, ooh, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice. Can't get fooled again. So yeah, shout out to all you fuck ass niggas though. It's 2024. We're not doing that this year. We're not. I feel like we jumped right into it. We didn't even talk about what we've been doing on our break. It's been since November. Look at you. You've grown so tall, honey. So adorable.
I'm an adult now.
You're so adorable. Look at you. I still look homeless like a thumb.
That's because you decide. I can't believe that it is the evening and you still got on a scarf on your head and a robe.
Well, I mean, I've been at home all day. You get dressed to sit in the house?
I'm dressed.
Yeah, I think that's ridiculous. I think you're fucking insane.
Well,
you're getting dressed to sit in the house?
I mean, I worked today. Like, and I have to
in the house?
Yeah, I worked from home. I worked.
So did I. So what compelled you to put clothes on? Because it didn't compel me.
Do you not have video calls?
No.
Oh, see, yeah. I be on meetings.
Oh, you have to get on the video calls?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not getting on. That's an invasion of privacy. I don't get on no fucking video calls. Unless it's like somebody external or somebody big, like the postmaster general. But other than that, no. You know what the fuck I look like. I got a picture up.
Wow.
That's what it is. Zoom ruined me for everybody.
I see, yeah. Because
it's 7 o'clock on the dot. I'm in my scarf top.
Did you wash your face?
Swiveling my chair. I didn't wash my face. I didn't brush my teeth. I didn't do anything today. I ate some yogurt.
I mean, that's something.
I think I might have brushed my teeth because I take my retainers out. But I think that's all I got. But I'm actually going to take a shower because I didn't wash my hair and I needed to pack. Because I got to go to my mother's in the morning.
I gotta wash my hair. Are you going
to do that tonight? Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Going back to Oregon in the morning. So I need to finish doing that. I've done nothing at all. But anyway, yeah, what's been going on since November? Tell us everything.
What has been going on since November? A lot of traveling, a lot of merriment. My daughter turned one.
It's crazy. Yay. Is she walking now?
Yes.
Oh, she's walking? Oh, nice.
Girl, yes. Yes.
You had to baby proof the house yet?
Yeah, we are in process. But she's like, she's very determined. So the stuff that we try to like use in the meantime, in between time, she's like trying to move boxes and, you know, squeeze in between. I'm like, girl, ain't nothing out here for you to get into that. Like, it looks interesting, but it's really just a piece of paper. Like, let it go. But yeah, she gonna find a way to get into something. That is her all day.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, me and my man just, you know, out here trying to grow and love on each other.
And sounds boring.
What you want? Like,
let me tell you guys what I've been up to. No, I'm just kidding. I'm probably even more fucking ain't did a goddamn thing at all. I've had no merriments. Nothing.
We went to New Orleans a couple weeks ago. We tried to go see Lil Wayne and Jake. Lil Wayne, Jesus.
Drake.
Mm-hmm. J. Cole and Drake. But Drake messed up his ankle, so they had to postpone that. And
oh no.
Yes. And they postponed it for a time where we gonna be somewhere else. So
did you see the dick pictures?
I did not.
You didn't? Oh, no. Yeah. I didn't see them either. I'm never really interested when guys like dick pictures and stuff drop. They don't really do anything for me.
It just depends on who it is. Like, not interested in Drake.
I don't think it was. I don't think anybody's will send me a picture and I'm just like, oh my God. Like, yeah, it just doesn't do anything. It's just like standing there.
It's not standing.
Well, I mean, it's just like.
There.
Like, what am I supposed to look at? Just this long, tubular fucking shit? I don't know. Because, I mean, if you really honestly think about it, like, a penis is not really pretty.
It can be.
I mean, I think there are ugly penises, for sure. And then there are penises that look that are definitely attractive. But it's not really, like, an appetizing thing. Like, I don't know who sees a penis and it's just like, ooh, look at Drake's yellow penis.
Yum, yum, yum,
like,
yum, 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 yum.
Yeah, you know, like, fucking giving me, what's that girl's name? Yum yum ice cream.
Oh,
ice cream yum yum. Like, that's just not the vibe. It just doesn't. It does nothing for me. So, needless to say, I skipped seeing that, but I heard mixed reviews about it. So
there will always be mixed reviews.
But that sucks. You guys didn't get to see him. Bastard.
I'm quite upset about it, and I'm waiting for somebody to purchase our tickets. For it, because we had to resell our tickets. I'm probably going to have to drop the price. Not happy about that.
Dirty bastard. They should refund you guys, though. Oh, they just gave you another date?
Yes, they postponed
it. Let me tell you, buying tickets these days is not easy. Like, that Ticketmaster shit, these prices, the game. Like, it's literally like Hunger Games getting fucking tickets. Like, I was trying to get these Usher tickets. You gotta have a Citibank. You gotta have a Visa, a Verizon account. You like, my God, damn.
And then what's messed up is it's probably people that are going to sell them. Like,
I know.
Flip it.
And then you gotta wait in a queue. And then once you get in the queue, you got like, it's a whole production and I just hate it. Like, bring back the days of the fucking flipped phone. Like, when life was just easy. I feel like as we get older, they just make things more complicated and it just makes no fucking sense.
Yeah.
How hard it is to get tickets. Like, how dare you guys charge these tickets $400?
I mean, people are paying it, so.
Oh, I know. And I'm gonna probably pay it to see Usher, but I ain't gonna be happy about it. I better walk away with a goddamn skate. If I don't walk away with one of the wheels on his fucking skate, I'm gonna be upset.
Away with a sweat bead.
Listen, I know, right? Okay. With a little drop somewhere. You better give me one of them damn gloves, Usher. Stop fucking playing with me. But yeah, it's definitely a hassle trying to get the tickets. But I haven't been up to anything. What is it? We definitely did. I did my first vending for our merch line in December. And I just feel like that particular event wasn't as popping as they normally be. But I wonder if it was because of, like, it was December, end of the year. I don't know. Like, I'm just curious. It's like, I want to try it again. I want to try to vend again because I want to definitely get more things to vend. But I just feel like that vending was not it. We did sell, like, 3 shirts, which was, I had a goal of 1. And I do say that I did walk away with, like, a lot of knowledge because I think it definitely lets you know of, like, what other people around you, like, how their setup, their displays are done. So I enjoyed being in the environment because I was able to see how other people do their table and like, what they sell and what works.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to kind of figure out a way to get some new ideas. I keep saying I'm going to dedicate myself to the Chicken Sex and the Degrees, but then a million things, I mean, the merch, shit just keeps popping up, but it's still on my list to do this year because I really feel like it could be something special. Just gotta find that special sauce. And I'm like, maybe if I get like some planners, I think planners would be dope. Because you know, like our shit is like nourishment, accomplishment, whatever, whatever. I think that would be dope to have. So, you know, I don't know. It's all a work in progress. It's gonna get better. I just have to actually have a second to not be drowning in life to look at it. But I did do that in December. So they were cool. It just was not a lot of people. So I definitely have to take that into consideration the next time, you know, I agree to do that. Because I think anything before Black Friday is best.
I can see that. And I think last year was for retail businesses overall, I think last year was a rough year too. So
yeah, so I would do it again, but I need to do it. I need it to be like before Black Friday almost in a way, because I just kind of felt like anything after Black Friday, people weren't really trying to hear, and it was like just not a lot of people, and I don't know, and I don't blame them. You know, they do their best, but it was a cute little event though. Like I definitely enjoyed it. I always enjoy going to the Black Ass Flea Market, but yeah.
Aren't I gotta they just figure out how to soon for Valentine's
Day? Yeah, I think they're having one this week. Yeah, okay. I think they are. So I don't know. And I definitely want to vend again. But like I said, I want to be able to just have more to offer, you know, because a lot of people wanted like hoodies and sweaters and shit like that. So I need to figure out a way to like get that in bulk. And it's not even a matter of like having a lot of different colors. Because I think people were essentially fine with, like, the black and white. I think people were fine with that. I think they just wanted more styles. And then, you know, you have the older people who don't want to walk around with Chicken Sex and Degrees. And it's just, like, it's a lot. So, it's just I'm going back to the drawing board and figuring shit out. But I was definitely happy that I accomplished that, even though it was a lot of work. And it was very fucking stressful and annoying. But I had some friends who came and held me down. So, thank you guys for that. And what else have I done? I haven't done anything. I've just been working. I've just been working like a Hebrew slave, girl. I've been trying to diet. I went to the doctor's December 4th, girl. The scale said Big Mama. The scale said, bitch, you
are... The scales are very rude these days.
Oh, no. Listen, it disrespected my whole life. I said, me? Overweight? Imagine that. Like, it was giving... Literally, I was the size of the fucking Chick-fil-A cow.
Shut up.
Like, literally, like, I basically put me on that fucking billboard that says, eat more beef, because that was me. Like, I was as big as a house. So, I went into overdrive. I've only lost, like, 8 pounds.
Shoot. But in 2 months, that's pretty good.
Ain't that? I feel like that was good, too, because, like, I really just went back to, like, my meal plan that I had from 2019 that I had with my trainer. And I just started following that shit to the T. And I started working out 3 times a week. You know, I've been having to travel back and forth to Oregon. So luckily, because I'm with Orange Theory has a gym in down the street from my mom's house. So I've been able to go there, you know, when I'm not with her or whatever. So that's definitely been a blessing. Even though Orange Theory is the price of, you know, my soul. But
girl,
needless to say that, everything is still the same, though. Like, I'm still single. I still don't have a man in sight. I'm still living by myself. And, you know, I feel like I was just in therapy and I feel like I have entered like a season of solitude. That's what I call my season, right? A season of like being by yourself. And I'd say this, when you are like by yourself and you have like no distractions with like men, sex, dating, whatever, shit really be so clear to you.
Mm.
Like, it's crazy like how clear everything is to me in terms of like what I want a relationship, what I don't. Even just like dealing with certain type of men, I'm able to like articulate so well like what I want and what I don't want. And it makes me realize like a few things of like, one, had I given myself more time with these past niggas I dated, would I have really discovered that like I really didn't like them? Like, I really didn't enjoy anything about them.
Let's talk like, about that.
I see that now. I see that now. But I think, like, knowing these men and then within, like, 3 or 4 months, like, you know, dating them and having sex with them and being with them, it's like, it took me a while to just sit in the middle. And it's like, I'm already in the middle of dating them. And that's the moment I realized, like, you know what? I really don't like these niggas. And I'm like, if I had waited just a couple months to just talk to these men, get to know these men, I would have discovered that. And it would have saved me a lot of fucking time of dealing with these niggas. So now with me being like in this whole season of solitude and just having this peace, it's like I be dealing with these men and I be so quick to like identify the shit about them that I don't like. And it's like a gift and a curse. Like, it's such a blessing because I feel like I've never been so clear in my life. And I think it's because I've been sitting here by myself with no distractions.
That is a blessing.
Right? Like, now, I mean, of course, you know, a nigga would love to have sex, you know, get my insides rearranged. But that ain't happening no time soon. But I will say, like, it's like when you just get so clear on shit, it's like you're not willing to, like, compromise on anything, you know? Like, no man can come into my space right now. And first of all, I don't even really want a man in my space. I don't even really want to share my space with a man, you know? But it's like no man can come into my space and really disrupt it. It's like I'm not going for it. Like, get out of here. Beat it, blockhead. And I think it's so, and I just think it's, I don't know. And I just feel like, am I healed?
Can you ever be like 100% healed? Like that.
You don't know, but you don't know if you're healed until you get in a relationship and you're triggered.
That's a fact.
Like, you don't know if you're healed. Like, I think a lot, like, I could sit here and say I'm healed and then I can get in a relationship and they do something that pisses me off and I'm kind of like, whoop, you thought you was healed. Joke's on you, because you're not. You're still triggered by it. So you almost need that mirror of the other person to expose the areas that you still need to work on or that you still need improvement on. Because we can't do that by ourselves. Like, me looking at myself, I'm going to always think I'm great.
I 100% agree with that. I was listening to this podcast today with, it's like 3 men on the podcast. And one of the guys was saying, like, they were talking about people that decide to be single for the rest of their lives, not start families, blah, 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 blah. And one of the guys was just saying, like, he does not believe that any human can be the best that they can be if they are not in a relationship. Because he feels like a relationship is going to bring the best out of you, get you to healing, get you to seeing yourself and all of that. And I'm like, that is a novel concept. Like, and I agree with that, honestly. Like, just based off of my observations of life in my short time on the earth thus far, I agree with him.
Yeah. I don't know if, like, any nigga I've ever encountered has really done anything for me in terms of, like, healing me or allowing me to see things that I need to work on through them. I think all these niggas have ever done are just irritate my fucking soul.
No way.
You know what I mean? No, I'm serious. Like, I don't know. I will say, like, the last situation I was in, I think that I learned a lot from that relationship, but it wasn't in a healthy way. It was more so because the nigga was so mean. But it's like I still learned a lot from that relationship about myself and how I want to, you know, show up in a relationship. But I don't think I was broken. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think, like, he necessarily had to heal anything. I think, of course, with any relationship, when you go into or you walk away from it, you walk away with lessons. You can walk away with lessons or scars. But I think overall, if you are willing and open to do the work and, like, you know, not take everything so personal, you walk away better after a while, after you heal. Because sometimes these niggas be really fucking y'all up. And y'all be fucking niggas up too, I guess. I guess it's a two-way street. It's a
two-way freaking street. That's a fact.
But I don't think you notice things until you know. I don't know. And I guess all this goes to say is, like, walking into another relationship is just like giving yourself time. That's my whole point of, like, I've been sitting here for like a year single by myself, like, date here and there. Men have tried to talk to me and I've been like, but it's like I now have so much clarity. So I feel like if I go into another relationship, like, I'm clear on, like, what I want, what my role is, where I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to do. Like, I'm clear on all of that shit. And a lot of times, maybe people are going into these relationships because, as women, we do go into these situations and we want these men to choose us immediately. Like, we, within 3 or 4 months, we're like, what are we?
But what are we doing?
We don't even know these niggas, though. Like, how can we know a complete stranger within 3 to 4 months?
You can't, but also, like, you don't know your job within 3 to 4 months, but you, like, what's good with next steps? What's good with this promotion? I've been showing up. I've been showing you me. I've been giving you my best. Like, I think any type of commitment is a gamble, because you don't know what tomorrow holds. You don't know what the next hour holds. But I think that's, like, on the onus of, like, yeah, like, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know that I'm standing 10 toes down on an issue or not. I think that's fair still.
Yeah. I just think that we put too much pressure on ourselves to, and we're not really actually healing. Like, you know what I mean? Because I don't know. And I can't say, like, I'm not, like, not unhealed. But I do honestly feel like the way I feel now, I'm just so much more sure than I was before. Like, I feel like I've never, because I feel like historically my pattern has always been, like, I dated somebody, we'd break up. By the time we were, like, falling out, I've already met the next person I'm going to be with. Mm-hmm. And then I go straight into dating them. And then it's like rinse and repeat. So that's why me being single for this long is such a shock to me, because it's like, bitch, I'm not ugly. Face given, body tea. You know what I mean? Like, what are we, like, what are you trying to say, God? I mean, I know I gained a little weight, but you know what I mean? Like, what's popping? So it's such a shock for me because I'm like, well, here I am, you know, still thriving. Face still given, body, you know, body still tea with a little extra EA to it. a little extra tea. Like, nah, but, and I realize now that maybe that's this whole season of solitude, or maybe me not dating, is in a way, like, to my benefit, because it's allowing me to break that pattern that I've always done of, like, being the Black J-Lo, of going from one nigga to, like, the next nigga. No, I'm serious. Listen, I give J-Lo Ariana Grande vibes, like, always got a nigga lined up. So, like, I haven't had that. I haven't had a man. I haven't dated anybody serious. I haven't talked. So I'm just like, maybe this was the clarity that I needed to see. Like, maybe I'm rushing into these niggas, and maybe I need to stop rushing into these niggas and then getting halfway into this relationship with them and then deciding that, hey, I don't like them.
I mean, I think it's something to that. I think it's interesting that you realize that you don't like them halfway through, but you don't necessarily, like, decide, like, oh, I'm gonna leave. To me, that's more, yeah, telling than because anything.
I think you're already flying the plane. You would just quit the plane.
If the destination is not what I was thinking it was, hell yeah, because I don't want to go there. Like, if I thought we was going to the Bahamas and I fuck around and find out that we actually about to go to Alaska, like, no, let's circle around. Yeah, it's going to suck that I have to fly back these 2.5 hours. But
yeah. Mm-mm. So, I mean, it just goes back to the point that you have of, like, are we ever really healed? You know what I mean? Or are we always going to be a work in progress? Because it's like, it's a very long road of trying to always heal yourself or always trying to fix shit and be better and be this and be that. And it's just, it seems like it's always going to be something for us to work through. But I also think there's beauty in like stepping the fuck back. Like, you know what I mean? Like just being, and people be celibate, and I'm not celibate by no means. I am not celibate, baby, because I'd pop this pussy on a handstand immediately if I found a nigga that I like. So this is not a,
so
this
you
is
celibate,
not a welcoming,
but not by choice.
Right. You know what I mean? It's more so by force. But I do feel like I'm appreciating,
but it also is by
the
choice because you're being selective. And I think that's the point that you're missing, because you have opportunities, you have offers, but you're being very intentional and selective about who you entertain. Like,
I don't even know if I'm being selective. I don't even think I have any options. Like, that's the thing. I think God has like single-handedly removed everybody except my mailman from my life. I don't think I have any options though. Like, and that's, and this is, and but see, and this is why I'm grateful though, right? Because I feel like when we meet people, we go on like, oh, you know, we have fun together. You know, we had this and this, but it's like, that shit don't be enough. Like, because we went out and we had fun together and we laugh and we joke, like, nigga, we still may not be compatible. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we still may not be like, and I don't think you notice that shit until after a while, until you start having these real conversations with them and you're like, ew, that's how you think? Like, and I think for me, I'm more so in the space of like, do I feel safe with them now?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I feel like I've been in a lot of relationships where I have not felt safe, but I haven't realized how important that safety was for me. Until you get out of it again, right? But I feel like I've been in situations where I felt like I could never, like who I truly was never welcomed. So I had to always fold myself up, put myself in a little pocket and be whoever that person needed me to be. Because if I was truthful, if I was really how I am and just whatever type of personality that may be, it would be an issue for them. And I realize now that that issue was their issue and not necessarily me. But I know moving forward, because I've had this season of clarity or this season of solitude moving forward, that instead of me checking to say like, oh, we have so much fun together. No, nigga, do I feel safe around you? Like, is my nervous system okay? Like, do I feel like I'm walking on eggshells? You know what I mean? If I came to you today and said like, yo, I'm sad, would you tell me to get over it? Or would you want to sit down and explore like what the fuck is making me sad or talk about it or something like that? And that shit's way more valuable. That shit's way more important than us going to Dave and Buster's and me beating your ass and tic-tac-toe.
I will say that. I mean, that's real. I 100% agree with that. I will say though, like, I think your journey to clarity and assuredness on what you want is important. But one, I think it's important to be like flexible, because you get in a relationship, you are thinking like, okay, this is what I want. So somebody got to fit into this. But there's nobody that's going to perfectly fit into whatever you have in your mind, because that's just not how life works, right? But if you find someone that's willing to like be coachable, be moldable, somebody that actually loves you, I think that's the most important piece.
Right. And I think for me, like I don't have a criteria of like, oh, they need to do this, look like this, da 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 da, right? To be honest with you, my standards are so fucking low of, nigga, do you have an address? That's literally Stop. Like the only standard. Nigga, are you homeless? Is the address on your ID an actual home or is it a shelter? Nigga, do you live in your car? Like, this is how low my standards fucking are, because these niggas be homeless. But that's another conversation. These niggas really be homeless, though. But, like, so when I say, like, I don't have this box and I'm like, okay, I need you to come in here and fix this box, right? Fit in this box. I don't have that type of, like, you know, criteria, right? It's like, I'm going to meet you and I'm going to accept you for who you are, but I'm also going to recognize that I have the power to say, okay, what you are offering is not conducive or work for me. So be blessed. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I have that power now to say that. So it's not trying to mold you to be anything that I want you to be. It's I'm going to see who you are. And if who you are naturally doesn't align with who I am, then why are we doing this? Beat it, block it. So, yeah, I think anytime you go into any situation with Chili's list, you remember Chili's list?
Girl.
All the shit, that long ass list. Anytime you go into and that shit with that list. She had damn Usher.
That's how you know
listen,
something.
I know, right? So that's, it's like anytime you go into that situation with that long ass list, I feel like you're going to fail, you know, but I want to feel safe around whoever I'm with. I want to feel comfortable. I want to feel like I can be myself. Like my nervous system is calm. Like I don't have eggshells, and I want to feel that like my emotions or however I feel, my personality is welcome. It's not like tolerated. You know what I mean? It's just welcome. And also like, I don't want you to have a shitty ass mindset and don't be a narcissist. But other than that, like my step one is just to even get my attention is, do you have a residence? Like, do you have an address? Can you have visitors at this address?
At any hour.
Like, right. Like shit. Can you have spend the night visitors at this address? All right. Will anybody be walking in your room telling you dinner is ready?
Very specific.
At any moment. Okay. Like you literally have to ask, okay? Does anybody live there who you are sexually active with? Whose children are these? You gotta be very particular, right? You gotta be very particular with the shit that you want. But I also just think like, I don't know, I just feel like I encourage everybody to just kind of take a time to just go through themselves, like to just be by themselves. Because I'm telling you, when you are not in relationships and you don't have that that dick distraction, should be very clear. And I'm not really like a friends with benefit type of girl. I've never really been a friends with benefit because like aftercare and sex is so important to me. And I don't know who the fuck you think you are, but you ain't about to just hit my shit and just leave. No, nigga, you're going to stay cut on watch Raising Kanan with me. All right, that's what you're gonna do. So I ain't really with that other shit, but I just implore everybody, encourage you guys to just take a moment and just be by yourself after a breakup, because I swear to God, like, you're gonna get so much clarity on shit, and you're gonna really tap in. And when you tap in, these niggas ain't gonna be able to tell you nothing. All right?
Okay.
All right.
It ain't,
and it's a long road, you know. You're gonna have to go through therapy, you're gonna have to like spend a lot of time with yourself, you're gonna have to deal with any type of fucking childhood issues, and then especially if you got attachment issues or attachment styles or whatever the fuck they say with, like, you know, your attachment. I don't know what my attachment style is, but
you really gotta learn all that. I would be very curious to know what yours is.
Yeah, I feel like I read them before, but I can't identify which ones, you know, but you just got to take some time, and just that season of solitude will definitely, I mean, it'll heal you, I guess, in a way. And I'm using quotation marks because, again, I don't know if we're ever truly healed. I think we're always going to be a work in progress. But, and you also will get so much clarity about what the fuck it is that you want, because dating is hard.
Life hard.
I know. And you just end up in a lot of fucked up shit, and life is too short, so, you know, you gotta take a moment and don't try to crash the plane in fucking Miami like Makita. You gotta know what's going on before you get on the plane.
Yeah.
All right? Because...
But you can only know but so much, so, like, that's...
I mean, true.
Yeah, like, I just don't want people to get caught up in that because, like, life is long and you've been already living a long time, you know? There's a lot that you won't know until you get to a point where you're open enough for somebody else to open up with you too. I think that's something that's lost. That's something that I am having to look at myself, and like, cause I feel like I'm pretty sensitive and open, but I could be more open, and I crave openness from others. And I'm like, well, it starts with you. So yeah, that's my two cents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is how it is. And don't let alcohol fucking alter your thought process. Cause sometimes when you be out, you meet these niggas, you be, and you, you know, you be drinking and shit with them and you think y'all lit and y'all cool. And that's just the alcohol talking. Y'all don't, I just, and you know what I feel like? I feel like when I go out on dates though, like I don't even really be trying to drink alcohol when I be out on dates. Cause I need to be in my, I need to be in my clear state of mind to understand if I'm gonna hate you or not.
Hate?
Yeah. I need to be clear. I need to be crystal clear to know, like, if this nigga will never hear from me again. I don't want any type of distractions or, you know, anything fucking up the system. And alcohol can do that, y'all. So don't let chemistry be altered by alcohol. Because I used to have a friend who I used to always hang out with. He was like kind of like friends with benefits back in the day. And we used to always hang out and drink. And I realized, like, after we stopped drinking, we really didn't have shit in common. Mm-hmm. Like, we really didn't have nothing. Like, nothing to talk about. Like, nothing in common. Like, yeah. And you realize that. So, you know, once you get, I guess, semi-healed. Or just once, I don't even want to say healed. Once you get clarity from being by yourself and just sitting by yourself and just learning to enjoy your own company, it just, shit just hit different. And I always think, like, whoever comes in next or whoever I start dating next, I feel like they're going to get a better version. They're going to get the same me, but it's like, it's just going to be a better version, or a version that is going to be a willing participant, right? And not stuck on a fucking flight going to hell.
Yeah, because hell no. Because hell no. I'm not going down with you.
Yeah, but you sometimes don't notice it until you already halfway. You know, niggas, you meet people and niggas give you their representative, and then halfway through, you see the real them. That's like somebody beating your ass. Like, you wouldn't know that, you know, you on the flight to get your ass beaten until you get your ass beaten.
Yeah.
Right? And that's halfway through the flight.
But at what point do you...
But you ain't gonna jump off the flight. Nah, you gotta let that bitch land. Mm-hmm. That means you gotta kill him.
Wow.
You gotta kill him.
Okay.
If he hits you. Did you see that basketball player who was beating him, that girlfriend? What was his name? Darius Morris or something? D. Morris? I think he was like a former basketball player, but I think his girlfriend had just came out recently that she, well, you don't know, social media, that he beat her. And he had already had a previous case pending from his previous girlfriend from beating her. It was like two little Hispanic girls. He was fucking them girls up. I said, God damn.
Dang.
Oh, Lord Jesus. So, yeah, I mean, definitely get off the flight. But you got to make sure that, you know, you got safe landing, though. Because if you get off the flight because he beating you and you don't have a soft landing, you might go back. So you got to actually, you know, make sure everything is.
But why would straight. You go back?
I feel like a lot of domestic violence, like, victims go back when they get beat for a minute. You know, like, they hit you, and look at Tina Turner. How many times she went back? And he was beating her up.
Yeah.
So I think it takes you a minute until you, you know, get your shit together.
I think that's a different conversation, though. Like, because that's a different type of healing if you feel like you are not able to let go of a toxic situation.
Yeah, but it's still taking back to the analogy of being stuck on a flight.
I guess mentally stuck. Right. I guess for me, because I'm like, you're not stuck. Like, get the fuck off.
Well, sometimes physically, because some of these people don't got means to, you know, to leave, to afford to be by themselves. Like, where are they going? How can they pay for that shit?
I don't know.
So it is a whole different type of ball game, but I think it all kind of fits the analogy of being stuck on a plane. So don't be stuck on anywhere.
Yeah, that part. Don't be stuck anywhere.
Like,
make a decision to be wherever you are. Like,
and I think that comes with, I'm telling y'all, that comes with clarity. That comes with sitting down and just being able to identify shit and see shit so clear. So when you start dealing with people, whether platonic relationship, familial, 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 whatever, like, you're gonna understand and you're gonna see like how clear you are on some shit. And I think you only become clear when you just sit with yourself and you have those seasons of stillness. Take it from me. I know. I'm a doctor. Believe me.
No, she's not.
Believe me, you guys. Believe me, okay? Because I know this shit. I'm telling y'all, like, now, if I get a man this year, then I'm really going to be on some shit. Because I'm going to be like, look, I told y'all I know what I'm talking about. Just call me motherfucking Dr. Moo, okay? Because of Chick-fil-A cow.
Don't do none of that. Don't call her Moo nothing. Because that's no, she's not a cow. And she also not a doctor. So no.
You guys, I'm trying to help you guys move through this accurately, and I'm telling you guys what I've learned. Like, having no boundaries, having no standards, that shit will get you settling and just in toxic situations and relationships. So, like, when you heal, that dating pool comes so much smaller. I know everybody be like, oh, it got piss in it, but nah, that dating pool is just small. Because right now, if you don't have a home and you don't have health insurance, baby, you can't even look my way. And right now, the amount of niggas who got a home and health insurance can fit in a jacuzzi. Okay? So it's very much given a small quantity. Okay?
What in the world is happening?
I'm telling you, that's all because, like, I've had this season of stillness and I've been able to see shit clearly. Like, my whole game and shit has just changed. Now, hopefully I ain't here in a couple months talking about a nigga that did me wrong.
That don't got nowhere to live.
That don't got nowhere to
live.
Ain't
seen a dentist and missing, in 5 years.
And missing his side tooth and okay. Shit. Hopefully that ain't my story. Y'all have faith.
This is going to age well. I don't wish that this for
is
you. Just,
this is season. This is season one of season four. Episode one of season four, y'all. Welcome fucking back, okay? Welcome back, okay?
Yeah, it's been a while.
We're here, you guys. We're here to fucking talk nonsense all 2024. But hopefully you learned something in this, okay? You learned something. I'm sure you did. Go through your season of stillness. Go through your season of solitude, and you're going to be better.
I agree. And even if that season has passed for you, find moments of solitude. To get internally clear.
Yeah. And prioritize your safety in relationships, guys. That's all. I have nothing else to say about this. I'm dropping the mic.
But please don't actually drop it.
Well, I have a headset on, so yeah, this is definitely not gonna happen. But I gotta go pack. So welcome. We love talking to you guys.
Missed it so much. Oh my gosh.
Love it.
On that note, Monica, when we think about chicken, sex, and degrees, chicken representing nourishment, sex representing pleasure, and degrees representing achievement, motivation, what do you need?
I think I still need sex.
Yeah,
I've been going pretty strong on there. Yeah, that's about it. I think I'll be there until I actually get it. Yeah, that's what they don't talk about when you go through a season of solitude is this pussy be drying out, baby.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Ain't nobody doing it. I would like, you know, to do something strange for a little piece of change. That's what I would like to do.
Got it.
In the realm of chicken sex and degrees, what do you need?
Yeah, let's move on. What do I need? I need, give me some chicken. I'm hungry, real life hungry. I have been doing a better job at nourishing my soul. I'm taking an acting class. I left that out.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. What days do you go?
Thursday.
It's improv?
No, this is just a regular acting class. It's based off of a technique of acting called the Meisner technique. Or Meisner method. I don't know. It's a Meisner class. And I go Thursdays. It's going to end in a couple of weeks, but I've been taking
it. Is it free?
Hell no.
They make you pay?
Yeah.
Motherfucking bastards. How dare they?
What is free in this life?
Child.
I guess clarity. But yeah, I'm trying to eat better too. Because like the scale is disrespectful. Being on this side of 30 is disrespectful sometimes. So
scale is getting cozy. I'm telling y'all, it's very. You want to be humbled, baby. Get on that motherfucking scale. You thought you was the baddest bitch, but in reality, you was just the fattest bitch.
The fattest, okay?
The fattest. With the F. Because here I am, with an F, not a P. Here I am thinking I'm on some Trina. Woo, woo, pull over, that ass too fat. And it's like, woo, there it is.
Shut up.
Woo, there it is. Shaka, laka, shaka. That's the fucking you vibe. Are so.
Annoying. Yeah.
It's terrible.
Okay, well... It is time for
the last bite, the last bite for you. Do 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 do. Haven't said that in a while.
You have not.
Still got it.
Yeah, Alicia Keys can learn something.
Oh, I know, right? Because I started my note off good,
strong.
Baby.
Wrong.
That listen, that note she hit. It needed a little bit of peppermint tea. Yeah, I'm telling y'all, she needed a little lemon.
Something.
A little lemon, all right. But she was razzling and dazzling in that goddamn red. I said, I know that's right.
Mm-hmm. Lady in red.
Anyway, you want to have the last bite?
For sure. The last bite. It's never too late to start again. I know we ended the last podcast and Monica was trying to talk about people that do the new year, new me stuff. But I'm all for new year, new me. I'm all for new moment.
Man, new them me. Niggas ain't in the gym no okay. more. Y'all niggas is not in the gym.
I got
y'all
a personal trainer. Okay. So.
Well. But you better stay out the way.
I'm in the way.
Because these motherfuckers who be saying they going to work on their health, they in the way. So y'all need to cut that shit
they
out.
They are a work in progress, just like you see Grace. Anyway, like I was saying, new moment, new you. Like, keep doing it. Keep trying. You fall down 8 times, get up 9. Period. That's it.
Nah, stay out the way. Stay out the way, y'all. My whole thing is sometimes in life, you gotta cry. And sometimes in life, you gotta figure shit out. If anything that happens to you, your first resort is to cry. You need to figure your fucking self out.
What if you wanna do both?
It's very annoying. You can do both, but like both. crying ain't gonna get you nowhere. You gotta get some action. Like, stop that fucking crying and get busy.
I mean, but you gotta emote. You gotta emote. Man. Like, that is a part of healing. Because if you let that stuff fester in you and you don't let it go, it's gonna be there. So you gotta feel your emotions.
I know, but like, you can feel them, but just know that they not gonna make nothing better.
No, but you gotta feel them.
You just gonna be sitting crying with your lights off.
Because if you don't feel them, then they just gonna be there. And that's not gonna make anything better either. Because you haven't dealt with.
But I'd rather cry. I'd rather fucking cry with my lights on than to cry with my lights off. So like, if you're gonna cry and you didn't pay your light bill,
well, that's something different. I don't think that.
Listen, this was my last bite.
You're right.
This was my last bite. But I deserve to have.
You also interjected into mine. So, and I.
Well.
Yeah. Well.
Mine's was better.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm just kidding. All right.
All right, y'all.
Welcome back, guys. It's been a while. We're back.
Season 4, 2024. All right.
Oh, season 4, 2024. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Money to it.
Look at that, y'all. We back. All right. We getting out of here.
All right. Bye. Wait, no.
Wait, you didn't say.
No, I'm like,
you didn't
wait.
Even. Ooh, y'all, it's been a while.
I was like, wait,
she was ready to hang up on y'all.
Period.
She like, well, call y'all back.
Lose my number. It's like, no. All right, y'all. Thanks for
never chat again.
Yeah. Talk to you never. Thanks for listening today or whatever or whenever you listen. Keep in touch with us on the socials. Hit us up on Instagram at ChickenSexDegrees. You can also send us an email, chickensexdegrees@gmail.com. Check out our website, www.chickensexdegrees.com. Buy some merch, leave us a note, rate, review, subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts, share with a friend. We appreciate you. We love you. Be blessed. I am Makita.
I'm Monica.
Bye.
We back. Bye.
Not